from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
You've concluded that the Sox are going to be the all-time worst team?
The fact that you finished second or third or fourth, it doesn't mean you had a bad year.
The Sox are like an expansion team.
They're not going to lose 120-plus games.
You're the biggest Sox fanboy apologist in this city.
What's the record?
They're 27-71. They have a .276 winning percentage. That would be a .250 winning percentage. That's hard to do, man. They need to lose, like, let's see, 35, basically, of the 50 games.
White Sox are Charmin soft.
Which I guess is doable.
That's. I mean, now you scare me, because that sounds very much like what they will do.
That's a lie. They need to lose like 40-plus of the 50 games. That's what it would need to be to get to 120. Okay. That's hard, man.
All right.
Losing 80% of your games is hard.
You watched them?
No, I'm a Sox fan. I torture myself. I watch it.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Marshall Harris, sports director, Mississippi State University.
My face is my credential.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Hey, what a delight to have Marshall Harris in with us this morning. And it's funny that you played that as an open, because we were talking, we came in, the Sox haven't won since last we worked together. Like, all of a sudden, the skid is on. What did they lose, 11 straight?
It is 11 in a row, Mully.
And that's the 15th time, if I'm not wrong, that they've been swept. 1-5 series sweeps, and that's a four-game set. Hard to lose four games to a team. And they lost, what did they lose, two or three of them by one run?
It means the pitching's good. The pitching's good.
It means they're losing out of habit now. It means they've entered a part of the program where that's just who they are and what they do. They just lose. And 11 in a row. Give me the O. Holy cow. I don't know. I don't want to see.
No, you do know. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, the problem is that I feel like when I was assessing the Sox season, I kind of thought to myself, well, they can't set that record because at the end of the year, when everyone knows they're finished, the Sox will still have something to play for. You know, the idea of avoiding infamy. So I thought that might play in their favor. But what I didn't take into account is when you lose to that degree, you know what that makes you?
A loser?
That's kind of what's going on here. You're losing because you lose as much as you're losing because you're no good. I think they're a broken spirit. I think there are serious problems. And to quote Chris Getz, it's got to get better.
But, like, here's the crazy thing. They scored, 11 runs over the last seven games, right? Yeah. Since the break.
Give me the yo.
Since the break. That's not good, right? What if I told you another team had only scored 9 runs over the last 7 games?
Well, now, all that means is that the Cubs, and I believe that's who you're referring to.
Very good on your part.
It means that they're in a tailspin. Like, the Sox have been this bad all along. The Cubs are now, they've come back from the All-Star break and they forgot their bats. They just left them wherever they were traveling to, whatever. They left them in the closet at home, somehow out of sight, out of mind. They just aren't hitting. The Cubs are just flat out not hitting.
Sad because the potential, like, do you remember the beginning of the season?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember how they started the season? Very differently than they started the 2023 slate.
Marshall, I remember when the introductory news conference for Craig Counsell.
Buzz.
You know, buzz, buzz, buzz. It was incredible. And you felt like, wow, not only did they get the best guy in the business, but they got him from their biggest opponent, and that was going to drag down the team that was currently trading their best pitchers, and boy, the Cubs were going to make a move. You felt really good about it, and the season started, and you felt that way. You felt like it was inevitable that they were going to win the division, and then they just got into the season, and oh my,
Well, here's the thing. They have made a move. It was just a nosedive.
Yeah.
And right. To be 11 games back of those Brewers that you just mentioned is wild.
And the season series is over, right, Dustino? That's it. So he's not like you get, you know, well, when they get that four-game set.
I feel bad for Dustin. I know he
11
dies.
Back, right? 11 back of the Brewers, 5.5 now out of the wild card.
Watching the Mets and who else? The Padres that took off?
Padres, right.
So they're both heating up now. This is like we knew coming out of the Braves
are
break.
Up at the Braves are up at the top of that thing. With Phillies are running away with that division, so the Braves are up in the top of that thing. And you've got the extra wild card, and you can't even sniff that.
Can't even sniff it.
But do you know who else came back? Was the Cardinals.
Correct.
Like, I thought at one point the Cardinals were the team that was dead and buried in that division, and they came back.
Well, that about 5 weeks ago, Mully, it's exactly how it looked. The Cardinals were where the Cubs were in the standings, meaning they were double digits behind the Brewers, and they were, I don't even think we were looking at wild card standings in May, but if you would have been, they were way out. And that was the only thing that kind of, well, maybe, but Mully, at the beginning, you said it. They can't hit. On top of the fact, and they never score, the little bit of runs they have scored, everything's won. It's one run at a time. There's never a crooked number.
They don't believe in crooked numbers.
It's one run at a time. It's just, it's awful.
Mm-hmm. All you need to do
Mallory Swanson, Dansby's wife, put up a crooked number in a soccer game by herself.
Yeah. She scored two goals in a minute in that game. That Trinity Rodman, daughter of Dennis, although I think they're estranged.
Are they still? Yeah, I heard that at one point. I didn't know if they made up or not.
I think he's gone to some of her games.
I hope they it would be nice if they did.
I don't think he was there for her childhood, Dustin. It's hard to recover from that kind of stuff. But at any rate, they had been estranged. And then like her stardom maybe brought him back. I don't know how you feel about that kind of stuff. That happens in sports every once in a while. But at any rate, she scored a cracker of a goal. And then Mallory Swanson scored two. I mean, that team is loaded with firepower. They got a new manager. They brought in a woman from England who was the coach of Chelsea over there, and she's a seriously good coach, and she's already trimming the roster and getting rid of some of the older players, and that looks like a lean, mean, like machine of a team.
Well, it hasn't been much of a machine. They haven't won gold in 12 years.
And one of their biggest competition, though, they've got a bunch of issues if we want to get into that later.
Oh,
holy cow.
That's crazy.
The other
talk.
North American soccer team.
just
women's North American soccer team.
Yeah. Bringing it back to baseball real quick. Just the thing about the Cubs is not only are they, like, they're in last place, right? They're in last place in their division.
Yeah.
They're 11 games back of the Brewers. Only 11 and a half games ahead of the last place team in the NL, the Miami Marlins. So, like, they're almost closer to the bottom than they are to the top.
Well,
of the
you
division.
Just said it. The White Sox, in their 11, whatever it is, 7-game skid to open the second half, have scored more runs than the Cubs.
Yeah. Cubs play one less game, not 9 runs in 6 games. But
that is pathetic. I mean, that's how the offense, it's not like it's almost as if a spigot has been turned off. It's almost as if whatever water was dripping out of it has now had been turned off, and they're incapable of scoring runs. It's crazy. I don't think I've seen anything like this. And I mean, to come into a week where your general manager says, basically, all right, this is it. You know, looks like we're not making any moves at all to improve this team. Like to have that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
What are you going to do? How do you respond to that? Unless we have a great week, well, okay, well, we'll just lie down and roll ourselves in.
The problem with saying that we have our eye on 2025 is,
yes,
now you're telling your players, don't worry about 2024.
Right. But if you had pride, wouldn't you try to come out and force his hand a little bit? When people turn on you, don't you want to show them something? I'm disappointed at the response to that statement. I also don't think, if indeed he told them, hey, you don't have to worry about this year, the fact that they took that on its face value, okay, we'll quit, that's as damning a thing as anything he might have said. I'm sorry. I just think the performance has been absolute awful. And, you know, Dustin gets down on Craig Counsell, and a lot of Cub fans are complaining about him. I don't know what you do when you got a team that can't play. And it seems like the flaw is deeper. And when a team like does not score at all, and guys, don't you have faith at some point they're going to live up to the back of the baseball card? Isn't that the line you always hear from baseball people? Well, it hadn't happened.
That's how the White Sox have been living for the last three or four
years. Has not
happened.
And you're right. You know, the more I think about it, Mully, I'll raise my hand. I'm disappointed in Craig Counsell, but I'm disappointed in everybody. And it goes farther. This is now two, and you could argue maybe even 3 years running, but definitely 2 years running. You know, the big shortstop sweepstakes, right?
Sure. Okay?
Everybody knew the Cubs were going to be part of it. We did it for many days, weeks. Ranking the four guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The top guy was never coming here. He was always going east. His wife wanted him east. He went to the Phillies, and he has lived up to his billing as the top guy. The other three guys have kind of last year. Swanson had a darn good year. Arguably the best of the defenders of that group last year for sure. Mm-hmm. This year, no.
And again, he's not having a good year.
And he's paid like a guy that's supposed to carry a team. And he's been batting sixth or seventh the whole year once we got past the second or third week of May.
I wonder if he's healthy. I mean, I'm just being honest.
That could be a point. You wonder because he's a guy, he came in here and said, I don't take days off. We should never take days off. You should want to play every single day. Funny texter, Mully, 630, saying... Dansby Swanson should take a leave of absence and go watch his wife in the Olympics like the Bears' safety. Maybe that would help him out. So he should go watch his wife in the Olympics. And I responded back to him. I said, let's start a petition.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.